From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. United Nations officials say Russia is willing to discuss lengthening its three-hour daily suspension of military action in the Syrian city of Aleppo. The Russians were set to begin a daily pause in hostilities in order to allow humanitarian aid workers access to the area. But a rebel spokesman told Reuters that the ceasefire had not been upheld. He said there was an escalation of action by Russian airplanes and that government forces had tried to advance on the city. Russia's UN envoy said Thursday the issue of Crimea's annexation, in his words, will never be revisited. The UN Security Council met at Ukraine's request Thursday in a closed-door session to discuss the tensions over Crimea. Russia has accused Ukraine of plotting attacks on the peninsula. Meanwhile, a NATO official says the alliance is closely monitoring the heightened tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Turkey carried out airstrikes against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq Thursday. State-run media said the airstrikes killed a number of militants in the Sinat Haftanin region. Authorities raided pro-Kurdish political offices in Istanbul after bombings blamed on the rebels hit southeastern Turkey. Police detained 17 suspected militants. American gymnast Simone Biles is now officially the best gymnast in the world. Biles on Thursday won the women's individual all-around contest at the Olympics in Rio. Teammate Ali Reisman took the silver medal. Russian Alia Mustafina took the bronze. U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps will try to earn his 22nd career gold medal in the 200-meter individual medley Thursday night. This is VOA News.